It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A drug company looks at eye care and likes what it sees.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. How about a $40 billion intercontinental deal to start your morning? The Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis is taking full control of the American eye care company Alcon. Pharma companies expanding beyond drugs? We'll probably see more of it, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is a big deal, but not a big surprise. When Novartis bought a small stake in Alcon in 2008, it reserved the right to buy the bulk of the company. Analysts say the deal makes perfect sense. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with Seven Investment. He says the takeover is part of a pharmaceutical industry trend. Big companies have been diversifying away from their mainstay, prescription drugs.
You can have your blockbuster, but of course, if your patent expires, not just in America, but elsewhere around the world, then immediately in will come the imitators and be able to copy that drug straight away, and legitimately so. So what you need to be able to have is other legs to stand on.
But the Novartis deal could upset the regulators. It will give Novartis 70% of the global market in products like laser surgery equipment. It's a fast-growing market. The Swiss food giant Nestlé, which is selling the Alcon shares, is making a profit worth more than 100 times its original investment. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And this deal could ripple through the business world. Analysts say Nestlé might use the money from the Alcon sale to go after Kraft Foods. There is some hunger in Europe this morning for stocks. Markets there are higher by about 1%. There was news this morning that manufacturing expanded nicely in both the Eurozone and China. Asian markets were up as well. One exception was Singapore. It turns out the economy there shrank last quarter. Oil is at almost $81 a barrel, highest in more than 2 months. Wall Street was off Friday. On Thursday, December 31st, the Dow fell 120 points and closed at 10,428. Next time you see a police car, instead of staring at your speedometer, look up, take a look at the model of that car. There's a good chance it's a Crown Victoria made by Ford. Ford has kind of had a lock on the cop car for years, but now the company says it's discontinuing the Crown Vic. It's hoping to get police excited about Ford's new car, but Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports Ford has some competition.
Here are some of the things that make cop cars different from regular cars.
Much more durable brakes and brake pads. We like to see the frame a little more sturdier in case of collisions or things like that.
Travis Yates is an expert on law enforcement driving at the Tulsa Police Department. Here he is with the one you've been waiting for.
And some of your interior things are going to be much more durable because you're going to be hauling prisoners.
He says the Crown Vic also had a V8 engine, rear-wheel drive, and a price law enforcement agencies could handle. Now the Detroit 3 and a fourth upstart called Carbon Motors are all racing to come up with the next Crown Vic. The question is whether it's really worth it. And Jessica Caldwell is an analyst at Edmunds.com. She says carmakers are really trying to get away from building fleet cars and that the law enforcement market's just too small.
When you're looking at an overall volume of over, a million units per year, I'm not 100% sure that, they want to just develop a vehicle just for law enforcement agencies.
But Travis Yates says it's absolutely worth it. There are always going to be cops, and they'll always need cars. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Director James Cameron's movie Avatar hit $1 billion in global box office over the weekend, only the fifth movie to do that. The others, The Dark Knight, Pirates of the Caribbean, Lord of the Rings, and James Cameron's other movie, Titanic.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
The world's tallest skyscraper officially opens this morning in Dubai, and we will finally find out how big it is. They've been keeping that a secret. You would think unveiling a world record tall building would be a very exciting occasion, but the opening of Burj Dubai comes right after the Emirates' infamous real estate collapse and debt crisis. Here to give us a picture of the tower and the place it stands is the Financial Times Dubai correspondent. Simeon Kerr joins us from that country. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your impression of the tower when you look up at it?
Well, it's a very imposing structure. It's been described as almost like a hypodermic needle. There are a lot of towers here, but none that really compare with that height. So wherever one is in the city, it's quite easy to spot.
How much money is the Burj Dubai making or losing on this incredible amount of property space?
Well, Burj Dubai itself, it was just revealed today, cost about $1.5 billion. And the company behind the development, Amar, says they've made a 10% return on that. But that's one project within a much broader portfolio, which has been seriously hammered over the last year.
Simeon, when you have a drink with a friend visiting Dubai, what's your favorite story that you tell about this enormous tower?
Well, I like the story of the chairman behind MR who went to the ruler many years ago now, probably about 8 years ago, and said he had plans to build a skyscraper. And the ruler said, well, how tall is it? Is the tallest in the world? And the MR chairman admitted that it wasn't. And he was basically told to go away and get a bit more ambition and get a bit more belief in his own ability to produce something for Dubai that was world beating. That's how they decided to go for the world's tallest tower. But of course, the last year, things have gone a bit awry. So right now, Burj Dubai looks like, it's certainly a memorial to some of the excesses of the past decade. The big question is whether the construction of such a, as they like to say, iconic building will help the Emirate turn the corner and get back on track.
Simeon Kerr is the Dubai correspondent for the Financial Times. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And finally, you have heard about the British politician scandal, right? Members of Parliament accused of making the public pay for their personal expenses. Well, London's newspaper, The Independent, reports three Labour MPs are claiming they are immune from prosecution because of a parliamentary privilege clause in England's Bill of Rights of 1689. This case could take a while. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.